We have to give up on things. If it's hot outside, you may still suffer it for honor. Because at home, you prefer to wear pajamas, right? But you won't come to a wedding in pajamas. It's unacceptable, right? So, how much does a fancy pants cost that you buy for a wedding? 10 times more than a pajama, right? So, for your honor, you give up money. Meaning that honor is a greater pleasure than money. It doesn't matter the reasons. The reasons are later, yes. So for honor, you give up some lust. Although you have a lust for money, you still give up on it. Why? Because if you see a person who doesn't eat and doesn't drink, and he just has a bit of bread and water, and still he is willing to do that in order for to be able to pay for a surgery that he has to go through. So what? Is he crazy? No, he has a more important reason. So in principle, if we want something, we have to give up on something smaller if we want to get something. But it's all for self-benefit. However, bestowal has to be a higher pleasure, because otherwise we can't do it. The same with self-love, just as with self-love.
Everything is built on commerce, because our material is the will to receive. Therefore, we always make a calculation. What is more beneficial, this instead of that, or this other thing instead of this other thing? Therefore, our whole work is in increasing the importance of the spiritual goal so we can cancel on all kinds of forms of pleasure that we have in order to reach that pleasure, the spiritual pleasure. Therefore, that's the whole matter of choice, that the group, the environment, gives us this value of spiritual development as being greater than corporeal development, or greater than rest. And then a person has the powers by which to come to the goal. So only honor the group and necessitate it to promote the importance of the spiritual goal, to reach the revelation of the Creator.